Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Today, Butch Paul had a previous engagement, and he's unable to be here today. And I'm flying solo, so please stay tuned as we have Greg Hunter today, and I'm very pleased to spend that hour with him. He has become a good friend to me and to the listeners. He's got a lot of great things to say, and that is Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. And together, we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events, mostly political with Greg. But first, we're going to get to some market reports while we're connecting to him. And it is today is August 21st, 2018. It is Tuesday. And gold in the aftermarket is trying to, you know, it's interesting to see how gold moves after the actual spot market closes. They put pressure on it all day, and we've seen it move significantly the last couple of days in the aftermarket in the electronic trade. And gold right now is up $3.50 at $1,194.60. Silver is up a penny at $14.84. Platinum was down a dollar at $798, as was palladium, down one at $922. The USDX today is down 0.48 at 95.27, and crude oil was up 0.89 at 67.32. And the stock market today, yes, they can say that, you know, we're beating all kinds of records and so forth. The Dow was up 63 points today at 25,821. The NASDAQ was up 38 points at 7,859. The S&P was up 5, 2,862. 10-year yield, 2.84%. Euro 1.16, up 0.70. European Asian markets had a little movement over. It's a mixed ups and downs. London was in the negative territory. Everyone else looked green and in positive territory. And not a lot going on with Bitcoin. But until we have Greg joining us today, today the S&P 500 is going to equal the longest U.S. bull market since World War II. Tomorrow, August 22nd, it will be the longest in history, nearly 3,500 days. Since it's been had a bear market low of 676 on March 9th, 2009, and you know the S&P is a market cap weighted index, and the bigger the market cap, the more it can move markets. So some of the companies making up some of the index's biggest gains, of course, are ones that I'm sure you're very well aware of: Amazon, Microsoft, J.P. Morgan, GE, Wells Fargo. And, of course, so those make up for some of the largest gains since 2009. And, again, we got these markets where the paper markets are hitting highs, record highs. And, of course, gold and silver are at low. So where would you rather be? What would you rather hold? Something that is hitting all-time record highs, or something that has a long way to go? And you want to buy low, sell high. That's what the experts tell you. And it's a great time to be picking up some gold and silver at these lows. Take advantage. You're blessed because you can do this at these lower prices. If you already purchased at higher prices, it's a great time to cost average and get them at these lower prices. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I do believe we have Greg Hunter on the line, and I would like to extend a very warm welcome. Well, hello there, Greg.
Oh, I got some news for you. I mean, you talk about out off the electronic presses. I have some news for you.
Hold on, right, we're ready.
Let me get this out of the way. Huh?
We're ready.
You ready? Okay.
We're ready.
Okay, so I just... Hold on just a minute. What's doing? Okay, let's do that. I just got off the phone with a guy by the name of Kevin Shipp, who's a former CIA guy. And he said, you know, you heard about all these emails back and forth to Bruce Orr and to, you know, Steele, the former MI6 guy. Remember that?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, now we're finding out, and this is absolutely stunning, now we're finding out that... Now we're finding out that the dossier was really written, are you ready? By Bruce Orr, number four at the Justice Department. Let's say that again. The dossier that they used to apply for phony FISA warrants was not, in fact, written solely by Steele. It was written supposedly mostly, if not completely, by Bruce Orr at the Justice Department.
And what position was he in, Bruce Orr?
He was number four at the Justice Department, Bruce Orr. Number four.
Tell us what this all means.
Think about this now. You didn't have the opposition. This isn't just opposition research. This is research that's not research. This is a phony dossier written by the Justice Department. I mean, this is an unbelievable revelation that this dossier that they used to start this investigation, to get the phony FISA warrants, to apply for them with a fake dossier, the dossier is written by the Justice Department. It's not opposition research that has erred. It's not opposition research by the Russians. The facts may have come from the Russians and come from Steele, but it was put together by Bruce Orr, who's been demoted a couple of times. Number four, so you have Loretta Lynch, you have the deputy, Rosenstein, you have, Sally Yates, and then you have him. So you have the four top people at the Justice Department involved in concocting a phony story, so because they had to make it up, and it's the Justice Department that did it, not Hillary Clinton, and all Steele was for, apparently it looks like all Steele is for is to take the blame for, because you can't exactly have, this dossier, we wrote it, the Justice Department, yeah, we wrote it. It had to look like it came from, like it was some sort of research or intel or some deal. Are you understanding how absolutely outrageous this is?
So, is he being a scapegoat for Clinton's?
Who, Bruce Orr?
Yeah.
That implies the entire Justice Department was involved. The number four, that means he wasn't doing that without number two, one, two, and three knowing he was doing it. He's the number four Justice Department Bruce Orr official who basically mostly authored is what I'm getting, the document. That's why all this firewall back and forth and all these emails back and forth to Steele and Orr and all that. But then, in fact, it wasn't Steele that compiled the dossier. He just proofed it. It was really Bruce Orr, a Justice Department employee, concocted a phony document. So they could use to smear and start an investigation and frame a duly elected president.
So
that's
how
a stunning
is this
revelation. I just
it
found
is.
This out.
So where does it go next? I mean, these people still are not being held responsible.
Well, not yet. But, we're trying to unravel this big bag of worms. But that, to me, I mean, just some further evidence and proof that the president is right when he calls it a witch hunt. It's beyond that. It's a failed coup. This is a failed coup where they had to make up evidence, and it wasn't outside sources paying for opposition research, which is, that's common in politics, as they say. Opposition research, that's so common. Yeah, but it's not common for the Justice Department, a number four at the Justice Department, to make it up with the help
that
of a former MI6 agent to make it look like it's opposition research when, in fact, it is something made up by the Justice Department because they have a lot to lose. That's a study revelation.
Why do they
really? The Justice Department wrote the Steele document. That's the headline. Justice Department authored Steele document. Oh my gosh! What?
Why do they hate Trump so much?
It's not that they hate him so much as I think they're all. That's a good question. Here's the question I want to ask. This is the question I keep asking. What the heck did these people do to get for Hillary Clinton and for Andrew McCabe and James Comey and, you know, they're, you know, the Obama administration, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, you know, powers over at the United Nations, you know, one felony after another committed by these people. Bruce Orr, one felony, one seditious, treasonous act after another. Hillary Clinton with her, you know, destroying the emails and hammering, taking her staff to hammer her devices, and the obstruction of justice, you know, one felony after another. Brennan was also involved in this, the Steele deal. He was there. He was involved in disseminating because, oh, after all, it came from the CIA. You know, they wanted to throw some legitimacy on it. Anything they could do to go after Trump. And so my question is, how far up in the fraud and the payoffs and the bribery and the control files and the pedophilia and that kind of stuff, how far, how deep does that have to go to get people to commit one felony after another?
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I can't even imagine.
You couldn't. If I was going to make up a story like this and make this up and write it into a Tom Clancy, a Greg Clancy book, people would go, "Okay, come on. You mean the Justice Department wrote the phony document and then they used that and lied to the judges and said that? Of course, they laundered it through Hillary Clinton paying for it. But in effect, yes, she may have paid for it. And they may have paid Christopher Steele to be a stooge and act like he's an opposition research person because, after all, it's opposition research by a foreigner. You know. But in fact, it was emails back and forth from Orr and Steele, and Orr was the lead writer. You can't make it up. It came from the Justice Department.
But you know, Greg, you know, we talk about Clinton, Lynch, you know, and all the other ones that you just mentioned. Who are the others that aren't in front of us? The ones that are truly behind the scenes, will they ever be exposed? It's just not that one group of liberal Democrats or whatever you want to call them. It's,
well, their New World Order, Luciferian, shills for George Soros and the Rothschilds,
right.
and all the other people, and the Rockefellers and the people that want to destroy America. I mean, they want to destroy America. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah. And the mainstream media is complicit. You know, they cannot do a story. They will not do a story about this is in fact a failed coup. And what is out in the public arena right now is they bought phony intelligence. They call it unverified. It's totally phony. They bought it. It was from the DNCs, the ones that paid through a law firm, Cooey Perkins or Perkins Cooey, that supposedly paid Steele. That was a responsibility laundering job. So the DNC paid for it. And then they took this paid for research that was in fact now written by the Justice Department, and they took the fake, phony, unverified, totally phony, bogus research, and they fraudulently applied for FISA warrants because they wouldn't have got the FISA spy warrants without the phony research that was written up by the Justice Department and laundered through the DNC and Hillary Clinton so they could get spy warrants that they would not have been able to get, and this is according to Andrew McCabe, they would not have been able to get them without the phony dossier that they're talking about here. This is an unparalleled failed coup in the history of the country, and I think in the history of the world. This is a huge failed coup that involved foreign governments, foreign intelligence officers, the FBI, the CIA, the DOJ, obviously, the White House. This is an unbelievable. The IRS. Eric, you know, Lois, you can't tell me Lois Lerner didn't know that Hillary Clinton was running a global charity fraud. Yeah, you can't tell me they didn't.
Right.
So this is an unbelievable, the State Department, I mean, this is an unbelievable fraud, and the media will not cover this. They'll cover this stupid Manafort trial. I think he's going to get off or get a very light sentence. I think he probably should get off. Yeah. They only have one charge that they're even considering, I think, at the moment. And then this stupid thing with Michael Cohen that has nothing at all to do with Russian collusion or the idea that they wanted to promote and propel that Donald Donald Trump is some kind of a double agent and Putin has something on him, which is total BS.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, this is an illegitimate investigation. It's a failed coup. It's an unbelievable fraud on America, and the press is our co-conspirators. They will not cover this. They cannot be that stupid. This is too stupid to be stupid for them to miss this story. It's not this is not something that's up for debate. The stuff that I talked to you about is all stuff that is verifiable, public square, sourced evidence that proves this is a failed coup. And now the latest revelation that you're getting on your show is that apparently the phony dossier was in fact written at least all or in part by Bruce Orr, the number four at the State Department under Loretta Lynch.
That really is amazing. And you know what, Greg, the ones I have also a problem with, where are all these Republicans and all these other, you know, they know what's going on. That's worse than the media.
Yes, because they're rhinos, because they're in the swamp.
Yeah.
Again, ask yourself
yeah.
this question. What kind of crime and felony and payoff
yes.
have you had to have done
yep.
to be a part of this and commit felonies? And I mean, look at what came out in the latest book, which is a best-selling author by Peter Schweitzer, about Mitch McConnell. He made $18
yep.
million dollars from the Chinese communist government?
Yep. Absolutely, yeah.
How is Dianne Feinstein, who had a Chinese top operative as the chief of staff or some high-ranking position in her office, which is why Brennan was spying on her, probably, how is it that she is still on any kind of intelligence committee? Why doesn't Mitch McConnell completely rip her credentials?
Yep.
I mean, we almost lost the country, these paid-off chiseling weasels. We almost lost the country to these weasels.
Yep. And it's not over yet.
And Mitch McConnell. Why isn't Mitch McConnell saying anything about it? He's silent. You had a red Chinese officer for 20 years basically pimping Dianne Feinstein. Then they want to say, well, it was her driver. Oh, please stop. Stop. Oh, no. It was the guy doing her laundry. Right, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're all stupid over there in China. Yeah, they only know how to do laundry. Right. Uh-huh.
I think that's why we saw a lot of these rhinos retire this year.
And that doesn't mean they're not going to be indicted later.
Yeah.
I mean, the country, we lost the country. I'm telling you, I think we lost it. I was just on with Kevin Shipp. He has a website called ForTheLoveOfFreedom.net, and he's a former CIA officer. When I say officer, I mean employee, not agent. When you say CIA agent, that means asset. That doesn't mean an employee. When Putin said CIA officers guided the money, the billions of dollars, the $1.5 billion, out of Russia. He said CIA officers. That meant employees.
Hey, we're heading into a break, Greg. I wasn't watching the time. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And today, we're missing Butch Paul, and I'm here, though, with our good friend Greg Hunter at USA Watchdog. Make sure you visit his website, and it's a great website. Listen to the interviews and the videos that he has, and the analysis on topics that are important to each and every one of us. And you can go to the website at usawatchdog.com. Please go there and support Greg, and you'll learn a lot. Greg.
Melody.
Going into the break. You were telling us about, I think what's on a lot of people's minds, and I know this is all new news, and we, over the years, following this for 20, 25 years, it's just like...
This has not been like this ever in my whole time doing
true.
News.
That I agree. Yes, this is true.
We almost lost the country, Melody. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. We're talking about a coup.
Yes.
We're talking about a coup.
And it's not over yet, though, is it?
It's not over, but the president is the president still. And that's why they're doing this this banning on social media, because they're panicked. They need an edge, and they don't have one. They need an edge, and they don't have one. And the first guy to go would be Alex Jones. Off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, these are all monopolies. So they're not enforcing, this is according to Paul Craig Roberts, they're not enforcing the monopoly laws.
No,
like, well, they can do what they want. Yeah, they can, but they can't be a monopoly. That's right, they can do what they want, but they can't be a monopoly. And so that's what's probably coming down the pipe. But I think if they start killing all these people off of social media, it's going to backfire. It is going to backfire so hard on them, and it's already backfired some. You know, I mean, what happened with Alex Jones? His app to get the Alex Jones, you know, Infowars.com, that's what the app's for, you know, went from 4 to number 1. I mean, you know, backfire.
Well, yeah,
you know, that's what we're talking about. This is an amazing piece of news that the document came from the Justice Department. They were just laundering the responsibility by Steele and, oh, he's a foreign guy, or it's opposition research paid for by the Democrats. Oh, maybe it's not such good research. Oh, it's no, it's fraud by the Justice Department. It's unbelievable. You can't make this up. Which is why you need to have gold. Why? What's a gold hedge against inflation? Not really. Although the people in Argentina and people in Venezuela would sure tell you that. What it is, it's a hedge against government. Unstable government, corrupt government. You know, our government is corrupt, and it could become unstable if Trump goes about this. He's going to have to go after these guys. He's going to have to. He's going to have to.
Do you think that's why he did that to Brennan?
I think he's setting him up to indict him. And I think all the other people he came out with I think probably the exception of Lisa Page, who I think turned state's evidence a year ago and started working for the Trump administration and the Justice Department. Behind the scenes, supposedly, Jeff Sessions is working behind the scenes. I think a lot of people are going to go down. This is a failed coup. I don't care what the media decides to tell you they think it is, and I'm telling you about all the things. You can have me on any debate panel, and I'll sit down and I'll enumerate the things that are in the public knowledge, the public sourced evidence that proves this is a coup. This is not what I think. This is not some far-out, far wackadoodle theory. This is not a theory. These are the facts in the case. And this, add this fact that the Justice Department was the main author of the quote-unquote Steele document, that they were really the author and they were laundering the responsibility and the authorship. You know, they were the the author that goes by another name. I mean, this isn't like Mark Twain, having a ghostwriter. The ghostwriter is the Justice Department.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a coup. This is not a legitimate investigation. You made up evidence, and it's the Justice Department that made up the evidence. And then you tried to cover up the fact that the Justice Department wrote it because, wow, well, it really looked like they were trying to, knock him out of office in a coup.
Well, let me ask you a question. I don't know if this is even a decent question or not, but if Trump hadn't fired Comey, if there hadn't been Mueller wasn't assigned, none of this information would have ever come out.
I think it would have come out because they already had the dossier. That was their plan, the dossier. The plan was to get a special prosecutor. Then they would have leaked out the dossier, and then they would have said, they demanded. That's what got this. No. That it wasn't that he fired Comey. It was that this dossier came out. That wasn't because they didn't do a special investigation because they fired Comey. That's just part of it. They're trying to call this obstruction of justice, which is total, BS. They were doing it on, here's the intel. The counterintelligence operation was a phony setup frame job. It was this document, this dossier. You know, Comey is a casualty on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I want to play a game called Let's Pretend. Well, would you like to play with me?
Sure.
Let's pretend.
Okay.
Let's pretend that there isn't $21 trillion that we have in deficit. I ask people all the time, do you think you owe any of that money? And they always go, no. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And they just look at me like, huh? What? Let's pretend that Dr. Mark Skidmore and his team of PhD candidates in economics, and him, he's a PhD in economics and an expert in public policy and public finance at Michigan State University. Let's pretend that he didn't find $21 trillion missing dollars using government inspector general reports and government statistics that are now washed from the internet. Let's pretend. Let's pretend that there's not $21 trillion that we already owe and an additional $21 trillion that Dr. Mark Skidmore and his team at Michigan State University says, we don't know what happened to it. That's $42 trillion. Let's pretend we don't have $42 trillion in debt and missing debt and missing money. Let's just pretend. Can we pretend?
Sure, we'll pretend.
Would you like to pretend with me?
Sure.
Let's keep pretending. Let's keep right on pretending. Let's pretend that there's actual price discovery in the gold market. Let's pretend. Let's pretend they don't naked short sell and dump 3 or 4 or 5 months production of silver and or gold on the market in 3 minutes' time. Let's pretend that's an actual market. Let's pretend. Let's also pretend that the Forex market isn't rigged. Let's pretend that it's not rigged. Let's just pretend that that's a total market and you're actually getting the real price of everything, currency-wise, in there. And let's just pretend, because in the gold market, they've already admitted, Deutsche Bank and others have admitted to rigging that market. They've admitted to rigging the Forex market. There's been charges. Let's pretend that the interest rate market is in fact full of derivatives along with the gold market. And let's pretend that that's a real price discussion. Discovery too. Let's just pretend. We're going to pretend. Are we still pretending? We like our little fantasy world?
Yep, we're still pretending.
Let's keep pretending. Let's keep pretending.
And
that
I'm 21
real price
years old, Craig. Can I pretend that too?
What's that?
I'm 21.
Sure, you're 21.
Pretend. Go ahead.
Yes, let's keep pretending that there's actual price discovery and not all these buybacks and not all this this rigging in the stock market and at the open of futures. And let's keep pretending that that is not in all this cheap money and central bank policy around the world that blew this up, according to Naomi Prince, who documented it in her book called Collusion, best-selling book. Let's pretend that's not happening. Let's pretend that the stock market just organically grew. Let's keep pretending. Let's pretend on that. Can we pretend? Are we still pretending?
Yep.
This is a beautiful world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Let's continue to pretend.
And
let's pretend that the unemployment rate is not what it is, you know, 4.4% or whatever the hell they're saying it is. And I like Donald Trump, incidentally. It would have been worse if he wouldn't have gotten into office. But let's pretend that the unemployment rate isn't what it was back in 1994 when the Bureau of Labor Statistics changed the way they did unemployment. Let's pretend that it's really not 20%. Let's pretend. Let's pretend our unemployment is not really 20%. We're going to pretend it's 4%, but in reality, if you just did it the way they did it back in yesterday, we could pretend that. Let's continue to pretend that the Democrats don't cheat in every single election on various sundry ways the way they cheat, because they don't really have a platform. They have Ocasio-Cortez, who is an imbecile. And she wants universal basic income, and they want to stop the First Amendment, and they want to stop freedom of religion and freedom of speech and right to assemble, and we need Second Amendment rights either. We don't need any of those pesky rights, because they'd like to fix America. It's broken. It's horrible. America is totally, totally horrible. Let's pretend that the Democrats are right, and America needs to be fixed, and they'll do it by cheating. Because, you know, the ends justify the means. So the world we live in has a phony accounting, phony a stock market, phony price discovery in every market, Forex, interest rates, gold, silver, commodities, corn, wheat, copper, you name it. We aren't $42 trillion in debt, and the government is going along swimmingly. Because it's about ready to, you know, really take a hit in terms of indictments, and the president has to be careful. He doesn't take down whole sections of government. They've already laid off 25 at the FBI. I believe it, 25 has been laid off or fired or quit or dismissed for all kinds of various sundry nefarious and awful conduct, a failed coup. So now let's pretend you don't need gold. Let's pretend you don't need something real in your ownership, that you don't need your car title, you don't need your house title, that everything's going to go just fine and there's never going to be any downside and nobody's ever going to steal your property or your money or your bank, or they're not going to have a banking holiday and everything's fine.
Okay.
That's an awful world. That's an awful big pretend, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's an awful big pretend. Because let's pretend the mainstream media is telling us the truth about what's going on, which they're not. It's just the Mueller investigation. The Mueller investigation. Papadopoulos, a 30-year-old, he's an attack on our Constitution and our freedom. Manafort was an attack with his 2005 tax case, which they can only get one charge that they're still deliberating on. Let's pretend that's really important. It's not really this failed coup. Because they don't like that narrative. And I'll tell you, they're going to keep pretending after this thing comes down. They're going to say that Trump is a Stalinist. They're going to say all kinds of awful things about Donald Trump when he just simply prosecutes the obvious crimes that were committed to attack a duly elected president and try to remove him from office.
Yeah, it really is. So where does the investigation, where does it go? I mean,
I think the investigation is
Sessions
out there.
Back
I think
there doing the, something?
Do what?
What's Sessions doing?
People are asking that question, and I hope he's working behind the scenes and getting ready for these indictments. I have two camps here. Kevin Shipp, the former CIA officer, and I say officer because a lot of people say agent, and you know, if you're a CIA agent, you're really not an employee. You're like a subcontractor. You're like a asset. You're not a officer. An officer is an employee, CIA officer. Kevin Shipp was a former CIA officer. And he protected one of the CIA directors. He had a security clearance high enough to where he would protect the CIA director. So he had to stand in a room with him, and he had to stand right on top of him, basically, especially if he's in a foreign country. He had to be around him all the time, had to be watching out for him all the time. I believe the guy he protected was Casey, William Casey. Anyway, he thinks that we're in for a real time. We're already in a civil war right now, and it's going to get worse and more violent. Already in a civil war. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, look at the unrest across this country, Greg. I mean, how can anybody say that?
It comes from Antifa and Black Lives Matter and George Soros and Organization of America or Organization for America. Is that right? OFA? Oh, wait, Organization for OFA? Yeah, Organization Husan, Barack Obama's group, which they won't report on. They won't report on all the stuff they do. They won't report on any of this stuff. They're complicit. They're co-conspirators, the media, the propaganda.
So the attempt at the coup is still not over. It's falling. It's failing.
The coup
hasn't 100% failed.
Has basically failed. And now they're going to spin it as that anything, any action against Donald Trump. This is what Brendan's doing. He's doing a counterintelligence operation, saying that he's just going after people that criticize him. Wish it was that simple. It's not that simple. You were part of the failed coup, you weasel. John Brennan. He's part of the failed coup. That's what it really is. But he wants to paint this as something it's simply just a difference of opinion. He just doesn't like us. I just think differently than him, and I've been criticizing him. I mean, we call him a traitor. I mean, in order to maintain your security clearance at the CIA at the level he has it, he has to act like he's a CIA employee. He has to act like he's still the CIA director. Even if he's not, he has to be that kind of a discipline in his comments and what he says and what information he passes out. He has to act like he's the CIA director. He's clearly in violation. I mean, have you heard Gina Haspel come out and say, Donald Trump, my boss is a traitor? She's the head of the CIA now, Gina Haspel.
Mm-hmm.
Has she been out there saying that? You haven't heard anything from her. Ooh,
nope.
Quiet.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. That's what I mean. They're all so quiet.
They're quiet. Well, some of them are talking. Yeah. Brendan's talking. Clapper now is coming out. He was the guy that came out. So your folks can actually have this on my site a couple of places. But he came out and said that it was this intelligence operation was all Obama's fault. He tasked.
Hold on, Greg. Finish up. When we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back right after these few short commercials.
Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. Make sure you get to his website. And Greg, heading into the break, you were finishing up some thoughts on this, on the failed coup.
Well, I used to work in mainstream media, and I worked at five TV stations and two networks, and at two TV stations and two networks, I was an investigative reporter. Okay, the networks, they call it correspondent. You're just a reporter, and but what I really did as an investigative reporter was basically paralegal cases. I mean, you can just blab out anything you wanted on the air. If you were going to embarrass somebody or cause their business to go under, or cause them to maybe have an investigation on them, or cause them to lose a major stature in the community, you better be correct. And so I know how to source a story, and I'm telling you, the story that we're having in front of us right now with the mainstream press and not covering this failed coup is just too stupid to be stupid. Nobody's that stupid.
It is.
They can't be this stupid. I mean, I can source one thing after another. I mean, what I knew before today, Kevin Shipp. Actually, I heard this before, but he confirmed it. Was that this was a dossier paid for by the DNC? Hillary Clinton ran the DNC. She took it over. This is a dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC that the FBI and DOJ used to apply for FISA warrants that McCabe said they wouldn't have gotten the warrant if it wasn't for the dossier. So there you go. They applied. They made up crap, and they fraudulently applied for spy warrants to try to ensnare people in the Trump administration to come up with any case they could use to impeach Donald Trump, and it didn't work. They had to make up a counterintelligence operation, and now we find out even further that it wasn't just opposition research, that it was made up basically by the number four in the Justice Department. Now imagine what that meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the tarmac in Phoenix.
Yep.
That they just happened to have. That they just happened to meet. It was set up ahead of time. Now we find out that both of the security details were talking to each other to set this thing up. So she knew it wasn't like he just happened to be there. She wasn't going to tell him not to come on the plane because she intended to meet him.
Yeah.
And they didn't try to meet at some remote location. And can you imagine what that meeting was like? Hey, Loretta, Bill Clinton, your Justice Department came up with that dossier. It says Hillary says she paid for it, but you're the Bruce Orr. You know it. Your guy, you're number three, okay, two guys away from you, the number four. Not some unknown, rogue person. So you better not indict Hillary. You better stay out of this. Now, this is a big deal. This is a big deal thing. And we need to get him, Donald Trump. Otherwise, we're all going down. Because, you've been paid off, and everybody else has been paid off. Comey and McCabe and his wife. And there have been people that paid off. And this is how they can, how do they get people to, we have a control file on so-and-so or such-and-such. He loves to, 8-year-old boys. You see what I'm saying? He loves,
yep.
And girls too. So what would cause these people? Can you imagine what that meeting was with Loretta Lynch? Well, you haven't heard much from her.
No, you haven't.
What did she tell her employee, Jim Comey? I'm going to do whatever the FBI says to do. They're the investigative arm. They're not the charging arm. They're not the prosecutorial arm. They're the cops. They're not the judge and the jury along top of it. Evidently, Jim Comey was. Why? Because he was up to his neck in fraud and payoffs, and the deeper this rabbit hole goes, the more you're going to find out that people did all kinds of fraudulent stuff because they're already in for, you're going to get 50 years in jail anyway. What's another 20 years for trying to knock the president out? We got to knock this guy out.
But what's interesting is, and I think I made this point earlier, is by them trying to knock this guy out, it's just exposing them even more.
But they didn't think they would fail. Failure was not an option when you're this far into pedophilia and pedophilia rings. We just had, 300 warrants unsealed in Pennsylvania with the Catholic priests. I mean, that investigation started just after Donald Trump got elected. Imagine that.
I do, but that situation, even in Penn State University, up in State College, I was there when all that came undone, and it all tracked down to government, it all tracked down to D.C. I mean, you have Louis Freeh coming in there doing the investigation and so forth,
and
everything was all covered. I mean, it was all covered up, but it just goes to show you, it went straight to Washington, it went straight to Harrisburg, and then it went to D.C.
Yeah.
And so it's,
well, things are being exposed. So
yeah.
They're being exposed. It's the Mueller investigation is, I don't see how the guy can even look himself in the mirror and call himself a former FBI director. I mean, he has basically been completely discredited. I mean, you and during the Mueller investigation, they used the FISA warrants in the Mueller investigation. They fraudulently applied for FISA warrants. We're using this document. That's a fraud. He should know that. He can't do. I didn't know that. I didn't know that the Justice Department wrote it. You didn't know that? Really? Well, then you're stupid. You're an incompetent buffoon, or you're a criminal, or maybe both.
So, I think I asked this before, too. So where does it go?
I think indictments cometh.
Indictments?
I think indictments cometh. I think they're going to start. I think they're going to keep going. I think people are going to turn on each other. I think they're going to be running, falling all over themselves to try to not do. You think Valerie Jarrett wants to go to prison? How about Chelsea Clinton? I'm going to run as a definite maybe. I may run for office, you little criminal. You ran a global charity fraud.
Yes, she did.
You're going to, it's a definite maybe. Well, we need more of your leadership, so a fraudster. Why is Chelsea Clinton worth millions of dollars? What did she come up with? What product did she have? What did she sell? What brilliant thing did she do? What did she do? I mean, think about this. So I think indictments coming, and I think they're going to, and this year of all the years, oh my gosh, they're going to cheat, like cheat. Oh man, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to cheat everywhere they can. They're going to cheat. The Democrats, they have to. A lot of people are going to go to jail if they lose this election. If they lose the House, a lot of people are going to go to jail. So everybody has to get out and combat the cheating.
Well, you just had an interview, I believe, with someone who talks about that.
Yeah. And the more people know about it, and what they want you to think is, and this is part of the scam. Oh, there's no evidence of voter fraud. We don't have voter fraud. Voter fraud isn't happening on a large scale. That's a lie. That's a complete lie. It's been a lie. It's a lie. It's a complete lie. So what I'm trying to do is uncover the lie, that it's a lie. And Project Veritas did that, in 2016? They did that very well in 2016. They had Bob Cramer, who had, 4 dozen times at the White House, had meetings with President Obama. Tell me they weren't cheating. They talk about how the polls were wrong. The polls were wrong on purpose. And I think in part, not because they wanted to get things wrong, not because they really thought that Hillary was going to win. They wanted to keep people home, A. B. They wanted the vote tally to match the polls. And that way they can look back and go, oh, see, we said she was going to be up by a landslide, and sure enough, she did. Well, she didn't. So we said she'd be up by 12 percentage points. We told you that. See, it was really close to that. It was 9, and she wasn't. They couldn't cheat her in. They could not cheat her in. Think about
yeah,
that.
The gentleman you interviewed was Eric Eggers.
Correct.
So I haven't had a chance to... have you posted that yet? Or
I did. I posted it.
Okay. I haven't had a chance to view that.
Yes.
It looks like an interesting... just for the listeners, go to usawatchdog.com. And it was How Democrats Plan to Steal the Midterm Elections, interview with Eric Eggers.
He says the left, but really it's not the left. It's the Democrats. That's who does the cheating. And people say, well, you know, they gerrymander the different districts to get the votes right. They all do that. They did that in Maryland. That's a completely Democrat state. They did that too. I'm talking about actual vote cheating. I'm not talking about legal maneuvering. I'm talking about cheating at the ballot box. I'm talking about stuffing the ballot box. I'm talking about people voting that shouldn't be voting that are affecting the election. Illegal aliens to people from other states. Up in New Hampshire, they lost Kelly Ayotti, was that her name? Lost the election up there. She lost by 1,000 votes. In New Hampshire, senator. And she would have won by, and they had 6,500 votes, just according to Eric Eggers, that they came in at the last minute from out of state, and they have a law that says, hey, if you think you're going to live here, you can vote.
Just if you think?
Yes. I kid you not. That's how loose it is. So they had all kinds of people coming up there to go vote and say, I think I might live here, which is a lie. It's election fraud. Voter fraud. They had no intention. Nobody registered a car. None of the 6,500 people, very few people of the 6,500 registered a car. So they didn't live there. They weren't going to live there. They just wanted to vote in the election to skew it in the Democrats' favor.
Well, you know, it's both sides that does it, right?
No. Both sides don't do it. The Republicans don't cheat on the scale the Democrats do. Do they do gerrymandering and rig congressional districts? Yes, both sides do that. But not the same as, it's not the same. I mean, look at all the vote, look at all what Jill Stein did to the Green Party up in Wayne County, Detroit. They had, 400 precincts. They couldn't tally their votes because of the quote-unquote irregularities. They had, multiple times, they had more ballots than they had registered voters. That's something else that Eric Eggers came out. This is up in Wayne County, Michigan, so the home county of Detroit, Michigan. And he said there's 248 counties in America where there's more voters than eligible voters on the rolls. More votes than eligible voters on the rolls. They're stuffing the ballot boxes. I mean, you know, this is unbelievable, unparalleled, and, you know, it's...
So election times, what do people do? Go vote or stay home?
Oh, God, they go vote. Go vote, vote, vote. Especially if you're a Republican, you get out there, even if the Democrats are finding ways to cancel your vote with fraud, you get out there and overwhelm them. You know, red tsunami them is what I'm hoping that will happen. And listen, there's a lot of Republicans I don't care for either. I don't care for Paul Ryan. I don't care for Corker. I don't care for Mitch McConnell. I think Mitch McConnell made a lot of money on the Chinese, according to Peter Schweitzer at the Government Accountability Institute, who wrote, you know, the Clinton Cash book. One of the big things in the Clinton Cash book, they never backed off that a minute. They wanted to say it wasn't really corroborated, but it was totally corroborated book. And he didn't back off a single claim. You know, where uranium-1 turned into a Russian asset, 20% of it, and they had a guy named Dennis Campbell was an inside source for 6 years, and had documents and proved espionage and racketeering and money laundering and all kinds of nefarious stuff going on. So the Russians they actually had a name for it, Operation Dominance. They wanted to dominate the uranium business. And they Clinton signed off on it. Bob Mueller was the FBI director. He let that go through. The Russians were getting control of our uranium, 20% of it. So, I mean, it's just the stink and the corruption and the treason. Let's just call this what it is. It's treason. These people are treasonous. Bruce Orr and Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, although I think she flipped, but she's still a traitor. She's a traitor again in her own kind. Loretta Lynch, Brennan, Clapper, Jarrett, Susan Rice, Samantha Powers, the President, President Obama. According to James Clapper, he started all this. It's his fault. According to the Director of National Intelligence, the head spook, he was Brennan's boss, in effect. He said it was all his fault. He said it on CNN. You can hear it for yourself. It was his fault. He tasked the intelligence community to start this, including down to the Mueller investigation.
Wow. It really is incredible, and you know, everyone has been waiting. Like I said,
there's a document. There's a source for every one of those people I named.
Yeah.
There's a source for their culpability in the failed coup. There's a source. Okay. That's not what I think. They're all showed up in sources, and there's way more stuff out there. But the one thing to take away: the Justice Department under Obama and Loretta Lynch, the number four, Bruce Orr, was in fact the co-writer or ghostwriter of the phony document they used to frame a phony counterintelligence operation to get spying on the Trump administration and get the Mueller investigation going. The Justice Department was the writer of the document.
Well, that really is incredible, and I want to thank you for sharing it with us, Greg. And that's why I love having you on, because you really do bring us up to date with what's going on.
That's a new revelation today.
Yes.
That I just got an hour ago.
Well, we're out of time, Greg. I would love to spend another hour with you, but ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go to usawatchdog.com and please look at the videos, the interviews, and the support of Greg Hunter. I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.